Hello, peeps. Happy Monday and welcome back. It's good to be back. It is your host, Noemi, aka Coffee with Curls. Hope everyone had a great Monday and weekend. Seems like spring does not want to stay around. It's actually been cold out here in Texas, too. I know up north, folks have been getting snow and all that good stuff. Stuff that I don't miss. So hopefully we'll get better weather soon. Kind of ready for some sunshine and some warm weather. So another note, I can't even believe that it's April. Mid-April. I'm here also reflecting on some things that I've been taking care of, things that I'm working on, and how to manage my time while I'm doing everything, right? Because as of last week, I started to challenge myself in the whole wanting to try being more consistent with my workouts. So I've been working out 6 days a week. So I'm doing 3 days of boxing and 3 days of weightlifting. And I'm going to tell you that I am wiped out. I'm exhausted right now even telling you guys about it. So I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to week two and I'm just going to continue going into this grind. I kind of want to push myself and see what I can do and what can I accomplish trying this. And last Thursday, we had our very first national Dominicans Heritage Night out at the Toyota Center, which was amazing because we had DJs, they had the traditional dance, the first Dominican NBA draft was honored, which I thought that was so cool because, like I always say, representation matters. And it's good to support when we're doing good events and show up, you know what I mean? I'm all about that, supporting a good cause and seeing how well we get together for a cause and stuff like that. So, you know, over the weekend, I've kind of been reflecting about the whole gun control topic. And it seems like it's something where kind of people just, some people tippy toe about it, but I don't think that we really truly get into the nitty gritty of what truly we need to do in order to try to find a solution for this issue, right? I find like we're more fighting, right? And it's kind of like, well, people that have guns feel, oh, you're trying to take my amendment, the Second Amendment away. It's my right. But all in all, with the culture of what's going on right now, it's just, I think that we're kind of fighting each other instead of sitting, really going to the nitty gritty. And I think that sometimes America is not ready to be that honest, right? Every time we've had a situation, mostly, right, lately, that if someone had a gun, the situation has happened, you know, we always want to blame mental health. And even though mental health is a real thing, it really is, but I really have a hard time believing that everyone who's out here creating this type of crime has mental health issues. And so right now, you know, I'm going to say a disclaimer. This is my opinion. These are my thoughts. And I think that if the process is that, let's just say, if the case is that it's people out here with mental health issues. So for me, I think I can find a solution, right? This is a solution for me. One of, there could be thousands of many, right? That we can sit down and have a conversation. Maybe we need to have a mental health evaluation conducted prior to someone purchasing a gun. I think if you're going to sit here and use that as mental health being the cause of root every time something happens, then we have to really reevaluate the process of people getting guns, right? But the truth of it is, I think that people don't want to talk about is that it makes money, right? So it's filling somebody's pockets. And because it's filling somebody's pockets, people tippy toe around the conversation. And I really don't honestly feel, especially what's happened with the schools, that the teachers need to be armed. I don't think that's something teachers should be worried about. I don't think that's fair. And our kids should be safe. School should be a safe zone for children to be, you know. And I think that with all these things that's been going on, we have to, as a country, need to be reevaluate what's going on. But first, the honest conversation needs to be had, and until we don't do that as a country, nothing's gonna get resolved. And I've been really reflecting and thinking about that, and I can get into a whole thing about that, but I really felt like I needed to share that, right? Because I think that it's just being used as a crutch instead of saying, you know what, we need to evaluate what's going on. We got to go over the process. There's been too many incidents out here, and it's not right. It really isn't. So on that note, share with me what are your thoughts. I'm curious. And I also want to take the time to say thank you to everyone that takes the time to listen to my podcast. I truly, truly, truly appreciate you guys. I love the feedback. I love the support, the comments, and I appreciate you taking the time, because you can be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me in Jay-Z's famous words. And I will be back next week. And on that, have a great evening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.